The play Is He Dead? Opens today at the Lyceum Theater in New York City. It's taken 109 years for this comedy to reach Broadway. That's mainly because it took 103 years for it to be discovered. The playwright was none other than Mark Twain. He wrote Is He Dead in 1898, but it was never produced. A Twain scholar found the manuscript in a file drawer at the Bancroft Library of the University of California, Berkeley. But the play needed a lot of work to get it ready for Broadway. So the producer turned to an expert adapter, David Ives, who's in our New York Bureau. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
What was your first reaction when you were asked to adapt this ancient Mark Twain play?
When the producer called me and asked if I would read this play, by a strange coincidence, I had just come back from 10 days by an Adirondack lake where I had taken Mark Twain as my reading material. So my head was full of Twain anyway, and so it's not every day that somebody calls you up and says, would you like to collaborate with Mark Twain on a Mark Twain play? And so I was delighted, and I read the play and laughed and immediately said yes.
What's it about?
It's about a painter. Actually, the main character is a real painter from the 19th century named Jean-François Millet, who was as famous in Mark Twain's time as Monet is, I guess, in our time, and was having a great big boom, having just died, and his pictures were going up in value. And in the play, Millet is broke, he's young, he's in debt to a picture dealer, and he's in love with a woman whose father is in debt to the same picture dealer, who wants the girl to marry him, or else he will foreclose on them all. And so Millet and his friends have this idea that the only way he's ever going to become rich and famous is to die. And so he and they concoct this scheme whereby they will announce to the papers that he has contracted a horrible illness. And this will start his prices rising. In 3 months, they'll kill him off, and his prices will go through the roof, and he'll be rich and famous. The problem is that he will not actually be dead. And so they concoct a second scheme whereby he will pass himself off as his own widowed sister. And, of course, the picture dealer falls in love with the widow, as does the father of his own love interest. And his own love interest, when he comes back as the widow, is oddly attracted to this strange person named Daisy Tiu.
You know, I've read that you've described it as La Boheme meets Tootsie.
Indeed, yes. I also sometimes think of it as I am my own sister.
Now, you said you found it funny when you first read it. What was wrong with it?
What's wrong with it in the first place is that it had about 35 or 40 people on stage, which will never fly unless you work in the British theater. And so having an American producer, I had to bring 35 or 40 down. And so I made it into a cast of 11 in which one of them plays four different parts. I also had to make it two acts instead of three because you can't do three acts unless you're in the British theater. Also, there were Twain, not being a playwright, kind of started all these wonderful characters and then kind of forgot about them and concentrated on the main story. And so I sort of took some of those characters and continued their stories. I gave the play a couple of subplots that go on through to the end of the play. But I really sort of consider that my job was doing what Mark Twain would have done had he lived another 97 years and had some experience in the theater.
Were you ever conflicted at all that you were actually dealing with the work of a national treasure?
Luckily, Mark Twain is not with us, let me put it that way. I would have been incredibly intimidated had I had to sit across a table from him. And it wasn't actually until I finished working on the play that I realized the enormity of what I had done, which is to say, taken the work of a great American master and fiddled with it.
Do you have any idea what he might have been thinking about when he read this? Because if you're talking about an artist thinking about one's value after his death, you could also apply that perhaps to Mark Twain at the time.
He must have had that on his mind. And he actually wrote the play in a period of intense depression. He had just gone bankrupt. And his daughter, his beloved daughter, had just died. And this is a play which, in the first place, is about someone who is dead, and in the second place, it's a lot about money. And so it's almost as if this play is the subconscious of Mark Twain right there on the surface. And at that point, he was a great celebrity, and yet here he was broke and depressed. And so undoubtedly, he had his own death on his mind, the death of his daughter, and he dealt with it the way that many playwrights and writers do. He made it into comedy.
Twain, of course, is famous for his stories and his essays and his novels. And as you read those, Do you see the playwright in him?
Well, the difference between a novelist and a playwright is novels tend to be baggier than plays. Plays are actually all about structure, and structure was never Mark Twain's greatest talent. He luxuriated in storytelling, and it showed a bit in this play because it's full of extraordinary comic invention.
Like what?
There's a scene in which the widow, in trying to drive off her lover, basically deconstructs herself in front of him. He's hiding behind a screen, and she takes off her hair, takes out a glass eye, puts in different teeth, asks for different legs from her servants. And, of course, her would-be lover is standing behind the screen gagging. And he says to her, "You are not a woman, you're a kit." And this scene is, for my money, as good as any comic scene ever. And I pretty much kept it as Twain wrote it. I added little things here and there to sort of bridge things within it. But it's an extraordinarily funny scene.
So if by chance this gets a Tony nomination, who gets it, you or Mark Twain?
Well, I would accept on Mark's behalf. He'll probably be picketing for the Writers Guild on the other coast anyway.
David Ives adapted Mark Twain's 1898 play, Is He Dead?, which opens at the Lyceum Theater in New York. Thanks, David, and break a leg.
Thank you so much.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.